Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. It's also New Year's Eve. It's about to be 2019. Yay! Happy New Year and whatnot. So, as is tradition, we're going to look at some of the biggest things coming up in this new year, 2019. 2018 was a really solid year for video games. We, you know, talked about Spider-Man and God of War and Sea of Thieves and Forza and everything. Such a wonderful, wonderful year. And 2019 looks to give it a run for its money. There's great games coming on all the systems. You have, like, new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. So, it's Super Mario Bros. Side-scrolling on the Switch. Multiplayer. That's all you need in life. You know, get done with Smash Bros. And play this one. They also have a No More Heroes game coming out. Travis Strikes Again. Which you either love or hate No More Heroes. I personally really enjoyed it back on the Wii, so we'll see how this one comes out. Lots of people, myself included, excited about Kingdom Hearts 3. This, for the first time, is going to be cross-platform, or multi-platform, excuse me. It's no longer PlayStation exclusive, so Xbox is going to be able to play it. I don't remember if Nintendo Switch is going to have it or not, but this is a game where all of the Disney characters and all of the Square Enix people all team up in a big epic RPG, and people just love it. I haven't got to play a whole lot of it because it's always been PlayStation exclusive, but, you know, I'm excited to check this one out. They're bringing in a lot of the Pixar characters, and so I'm really curious to see where they go with it. Trials Rising is another one that comes out in just really soon, like February 12th. I got to be in the beta, and I played it. And it's Trials, for sure. I got super mad, and had to quit a lot. But I kept playing it, and that's the whole point of Trials, you know? It just, Tony Hawk meets Dark Souls, and I don't know. It's something I really enjoy, but the way they're stepping up multiplayer and bringing in online games and customization, I think it's going to be really interesting. So all your friends from all over the world are going to be able to get angry with you as well. So that should be fun. Far Cry has some new, it's kind of like, I don't want to say DLC because it's like Blood Dragon. It's Far Cry New Dawn, and it's set like in the future after Far Cry 5, where cults, you know, stake out claims all across, and they, and you just have to go and take them all down. It looks super colorful and super bright. And we'll see. You know, most Far Cry is really great and exciting. So hopefully it'll be good. Another franchise that's coming back in 2019, actually the same day as Far Cry, is Metro Exodus. The Metro games are interesting. They're not huge sellers, but people say they love them, but they're kind of slow, but they're a lot of fun too. It's one of those, like, if you're into it, you're totally into it. I, Last Light in 2033, or whatever the other one was, loved them both. So I'm really excited about this game. Plus it looks beautiful, and I think it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. But we're also getting some new IPs this year. You got Anthem coming out that, oh, cautiously optimistic. I mean, it looks great and looks wonderful, and I'm excited about it, but it's EA, and they're on a real bad rut right now, and in a lot of trouble for their pay-to-play, essentially, games, and people just aren't huge fans. So this is another game that looks beautiful, gameplay looks great, but, you know, is it going to be like Destiny, where it's going to come out swinging and then just kind of phase out for a lot of people? Or is it going to be like Star Wars and just start with the grossness? I mean, I don't know. I'm really curious. I'll probably pick it up. If my friends pick it up, I'll pick it up, play, and see how it goes. I really wish it would have a campaign, in which they've said it will. So we'll see. I wish it has a good campaign. Let me rephrase that, because we don't see those. Some more franchises, though, that we have continuing. You have Crackdown 3 coming to Xbox One, which you're going to have Terry Crews as, like, the main guy. So that's a win-win in my book. The Crackdown games, if you're a fan of Saints Row or Agents of Mayhem, I couldn't remember that game, Crackdown is right up your alley. You were a superhero cop-type person and chaos and leap from tall buildings into single bound. And it's dumb, but it's a lot of fun. Devil May Cry 5 is coming back. This is continuing from the original story, not the newer stuff. And maybe it's combining it all. They're being kind of shady about what exactly it is and what's going down. So I'm excited. I've always loved Devil May Cry. And I even like the DMC stuff. So I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I can't wait. Another sequel, or well, not sequel, like way down the line sequel, is Mortal Kombat 11. The Mortal Kombat games, you know, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, where it all started, for me, anyway. And I love fighting games. So seeing this game, as much as I'm not a fan of the music in the Scorpion, Evil Raiden, old Scorpion trailer, I'm excited about the game. I'm going to get it. I'm going to play it. I can't wait. You know, fighting games are just fun. Sit around, pass the controller around. And, you know, you play till you lose, and it's a lot of fun. We do it. We used to do it a lot. And this new Mortal Kombat, if Injustice 2 was any indication, it's going to look great. It's going to be beautiful seeing all of these characters come back, and probably some new ones. So we'll wait and see. Days Gone is a PlayStation exclusive coming out that people are pretty excited for. It's just a Walking Dead style run, shoot, run, but kind of be quiet, but blow a lot of stuff up at the same time. It looks like there's going to be a few different ways to play, kind of like the old Splinter Cell games, which is this franchise that needs to come back. So that one will be pretty interesting to see. Also on PlayStation, they have The Last of Us Part 2. The Last of Us Part 1, the first Last of Us, is regarded as one of the best games ever made. So there's definitely big shoes to fill, but I think they'll do it. I think it'll be, everybody will love it. It'll be a darling, and it'll be just wonderful. We also have a new Gears of War coming out, Gears of War 5. This is one of Microsoft's, I feel like it's not one of their big franchises, even though it is, because it's constantly second fiddle to Halo. But Gears still has a very loyal fan base. And obviously, I mean, this is Gears 5, so people keep coming back. And this one looks to be as gory and insane as any of them. So we'll definitely be checking it out. Xbox also has Ori and the Will of the Wisp. If you never played the first Ori, you are missing out, folks. It is one of the most beautiful games ever created. Wonderful story, great gameplay, just... That's why you saw it on so many like best of lists when it came out. So keep an eye out for that one. It's going to be really, really great. So many other games. We have The Division 2 is coming out. I really enjoyed the first Division. So high hopes for this one. Skull and Bones, if it comes out, it's Ubisoft's open world pirate game. So just imagine Assassin's Creed 4, but on crack. It's going to be great. Shenmue 3, Shenmue 1 and 2 are two of my all-time favorite games. So if I didn't already have a PlayStation, I would have totally bought a PlayStation for Shenmue 3, just because. We got new Wolfenstein and new Doom coming out, so get that fast-paced first-person shooter going. All of our anime fans, you got Jump Force, which is looking to bring everybody together, like from every show ever made. Team Sonic Racing is bringing back Sonic Racing. I wish they'd bring back Sonic R. That was the one I really liked because you were running and not in cars, because it doesn't make sense for Sonic to be in a car, but I don't know. Rumor has it a new Toe Jam and Earl is coming out, which I will be there day one for that. But probably one of the games I am most excited about, it isn't even a game, it's DLC. It's the Delicious Last Meal for Cuphead, bringing in a whole new island, new bosses, brand new character, and some other surprises. So I can't wait to see what they bring us, because you know I'm a sucker for anything Cuphead. But that's going to do it for us. Let us know what games you're looking forward to in 2019. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy talking to everybody, especially about video games. I love video games. I don't get to play them as much, but I really, really do love them. Make sure you do all the good stuff. Like, comment, share, subscribe. That way you can get all the shows. We really do appreciate it. But otherwise, yeah, that's going to do it. Again, my name is Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Engine whine. I am gonna make it through this year. If it kills me,